football recap, boys soccer rankings, and boys volleyball news. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WizSports.net Minute brought to you by PlainTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
It's not about whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. Whether your game is basketball, volleyball, soccer, hockey, football, or baseball, in Wisconsin Dells, we make sure you play your best with incredible facilities and accommodations for all sports tournaments and events. And in the water park capital of the world, we know how you play isn't just about the game. That's why we have over 200 water slides, roller coasters, live shows, scenic tours, mini golf, go-karts, and more. Because around here, the playing never stops. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at playinthedells.com.
In football action from week four, Bigfoot rallied from a 21-7 halftime deficit to defeat Jefferson 28-27 in overtime and extend their Rock Valley Conference winning streak to 49 games. In a contest of unbeaten Classic 8 schools, Muskego racked up 584 yards of total offense and knocked off Waukesha West 52-28. The Warriors trailed 21-17 before defeating the Wolverines, who came in ranked number two in the Division II WizSports.net coaches poll. West Bend East edged Oconomowoc 15-14 on Friday to end a 21-game losing streak that dated back to 2011. The Suns' defense was stellar in the win, holding Oconomowoc to less than 90 yards of total offense. Pontiac Center ended a 24-game losing streak on Friday, defeating Royal 38-12. The new Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association boys soccer rankings have been released, and the top spots remain the same as last week. In Division I, Waukesha West is a top-ranked team in Division II. Grafton holds down the top spot in Division III, and the Prairie School remains number one in Division IV. In boys volleyball, Brookfield East captured the 32-team Racine Park Invitational on Saturday. This has been a WizSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WizSports.net.